This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
1 o'clock in the nation's capital. Shout out to Tom Fitzgerald, my guy. Sure miss working with him, man. Some good moments over at Fox 5. And covering this team, it was an absolute blast. And man, what a football weekend, man! It's just absolutely crazy. And is there one? If you could only watch one game, Max, and I love to do this, college level, mm-hmm. One game only.
Oh, this week it's easy, very easy. It's Oregon, Ohio State, Doc.
So you'd pick that over Red River?
Listen, man. If Quinn was fully healthy and like, I'm
over Trojans Lions.
Trojan Lions is gonna be a good one, sneaky, I think. But man. Oregon Ohio State. It's just there's so much NFL talent that's going to be playing game.
I agree.
I can't. But it's the only game I have to pick. That's it.
Isn't there a little night action in LSU?
Are they playing late night tonight? I'm gonna have to.
We're gonna look this live. I thought there was a little.
Because I think you might be right, but I'm not 100% sure.
Late night action in the Bayou. We're loaded. I mean, this is. I worry about Eminem. I mean, he might sleep in his car.
He's probably win. I know he's at the Sportsbook at MGM right now, just like with tickets all and like printing them out left and right.
I worry about it, man. I mean, you know, he got there with Bish, man, and Bish, they've corrupted him. Look, they didn't drag him across it. He walked in voluntarily and
say a little
doing
bit more
a great
than...
job with the junks, man, and social media pages, doing all the things he's doing. He's a great dude, man, because he is where you want to be when you're passionate about what you do for a living.
That's right.
And you get to live the dream every day.
Yep.
And that's what it's all about, man.
That's the goal, man.
Some people have to go to work, and they're miserable.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. And, I mean, we might have to stack pennies in a jar, but at least you go and you're excited about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Another shout-out. Cars and coffee and up in Marlboro. I tell you what, coaches out there. We got people out here, man. They vibing with us, and we appreciate when we can get them in and when we can get them on. And let me see. Go out here and is Bonesy back?
He sure is.
All right. K9.
My man, Doc Walker. Shout out to Matt. Hey, Doc. Man, we got people calling here, you know, from Baltimore, talking about, you know, Baltimore this, Baltimore that, you know, Humphrey's going to do and Kyle Vannoy and stuff like that, you know. I mean, yeah, probably 2-3 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But today, you know, this team tomorrow, man, going to go out there and shock the world, you know what I mean? You know, everybody keep wondering, is Baltimore and the Burgundy and Gold a rivalry? No, it's not a rivalry.
First of all, everybody's not doing that.
Okay, well, not everybody, but you got the ones that have been doing it, right? But check this out. No, it's not a rivalry, but there is a division there. There is a contempt there between Baltimore and D.C. because Baltimore keeps trying to steal our style. You understand? Talking about they came out with New Balances. Talking about they came out with Nike boots. You understand? Baltimore has always been Bammers. They don't appreciate go-go music. They like that old fast, up-tempo house music. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a division. No, it's not a rivalry, but it's a division there. There is some contempt. You understand? And tomorrow, my crew out there to represent the DMV, and we bringing the noise, and I just want to put everybody on Baltimore point. Y'all know who we are, and we will be there representing the Burgundy and Gold. That's what this team is now, the Burgundy and Gold. We are the Burgundy and Gold. Raise hell.
Do you think, because I'm telling you what, it's, you know what they are to me? They're just the next game up. That's what they are. They're just next. And Anthony in the District of Columbia, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Doc? Thanks for taking my call. Long time listener, long time caller. Love you guys. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
So, you know, the Commanders fans, the Washington fans, like, we very knowledgeable about the game. We very knowledgeable about what's going on. So most fans understand what's important is winning is always important. Don't get me wrong, but it's the process and it's the progress. What I know is not going to happen is that big letdown that always happens every year. You'll have a big win and then there's two terrible losses. It's the big letdown. That's what I know is not going to happen. We're just going to compete. And we is going to play hard. We're going to fly around. And, hey, we might win. We might not. But it's the process and it's the progress. And the second point I wanted to make real quick, Doc, is Derrick Henry is a physical specimen. One thing you got to do is get your hands on this guy. When he try to stiff arm you, knock his arm down. And he carried the ball high and he carried the ball very loose, kind of like Eric Dickerson. So you could strip it out, you could punch it out. Just the first man got to get around his waist, and the second person to that ball try to knock it out. And when he try to stiff arm, like old school, Doc, hey, in high school, hey, somebody try to stiff arm you, you try to rip his arm off, you knock it down. I never got stiff arm the day in my life. No matter how big and strong the guy is, you knock his hand down and get around his waist and get him on the ground. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. And that's why they have a staff over there. And what you think, Max, I'm pretty sure that our defensive staff has put the message out properly.
Oh, I have no doubt that they have. And, I mean, Joe Witt even said, like, he considers it a failure that they haven't, like, intercepted the ball or have had as many takeaways these last five games as he's used to. So I'm thinking that messaging has been consistent throughout the week. I think the coaching staff's going to keep these guys locked in, and I think that they're looking at it hungry. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
We love the interaction, courtesy of the MGM National Listener Line. You can always keep up with us, wall-to-wall coverage, always live and free on the Odyssey app. There's no excuses. Mark, out in Landover Hills, what up?
Hey, Doc. Good to hear your voice, buddy. Great show. Shout out to Max and you. Always having a good show, buddy.
Yeah, Max is on a roll, man. I'm just gliding on his wings.
I know you are, buddy. Hey, look, Doc, I wanted to say this, that no matter what happens tomorrow with this game, I agree with you totally. And this is the way and how they're getting better, is it's the next man up and it's the next game. So do right, like Lou Holtz's tape says, and no matter what happens, it will be a learning experience for a young team and a young coaching staff. And they're only going to get better from this confrontation they're going to have tomorrow. And I see good things from it, no matter what happens, because adults are in the building, like Grant says, and you and I say, Doc, and I see good things coming.
I couldn't agree with you more. This is just, that's why I'm at ease with it, because I trust the people in charge. They've shown to be more than worthy of that. And players who do this for a living recognize that they have to keep an even keel, because they do this weekly. And they're
they
not
sure
running around talk,
because
trying to
cool heads usually prevail in the end.
Yeah,
and
the
that's
level
what
of a rivalry. That's for people, manufacturers who make money off hype. That's for people
right,
who make
Doc.
T-shirts and
it,
caps.
It's nothing more than rabble-rousing.
Nobody cares. First of all, you don't talk your way into rivalries.
No, sir.
They manufacture themselves based on sweat and grit.
Yes, sir. That hand in the dirt.
You can always tell. It's like somebody broke going to a store. They know damn well they can't afford the products. What in the hell are you doing in a store broke? You knowing you can't afford what they sell.
That's right, Doc.
Stay in your lane. What we got to do is treat everybody like we hate their guts every week. Rivalry. Handle your business and try to get better every week. We hate everybody. I hate everybody on the schedule. I don't need to be hyped up for nothing other than you're next on the list. And my goal is to kick your ass every week. Straight up. But I realize, you know, there's no right or wrong. Let me preface this before you start peeing on yourself and jumping on your keyboard. Do you? Do you? Kevin, out in Fairfax.
Doc, it's an honor and a pleasure to talk to the Surgeon General there.
My man.
I'm a little concerned about the Big Ten versus the Pac-10 this week. Or the Pac-10 version of the portion of the Big Ten. I don't have a strong feeling of Penn State going into the Coliseum and winning.
Well, I can understand why you have a strong reason for it, but it. I really don't know week to week with these college kids who the heck is going to show up. And I think it's good for us as a consumer. The fact that Vandy could go, what I think they were 12 of 16 or so on third down against Alabama, that's good for the game. I mean, Missouri, or Minnesota rather, USC, Penn State beat up on my Bruins in the second half. I thought it was some of the worst officiating known to mankind on a playbook.
Agreed.
If you can't get a call at home, then you have no clout. Only bad teams don't get calls. All good teams get calls.
Listen, they get calls. You have to tell the Terrapins that they're lucky to have Mike Locksley. He's a great coach.
I love Locks, but I don't get personal with it. It's strictly by results.
Yeah, I understand.
You got to win. And the team, I look at one thing. How do you judge coaching? Locks didn't commit a penalty. Locks didn't drop a pass. He didn't hold. But somebody's got to be held responsible for the people you're coaching when they do it. It's like the Dallas Cowboys. Too many damn penalties. Why are they penalized so much? I can say his assistant coaches. Do I think Mike Locksley's in every meeting? No, it's not his job. But he did hire the assistants. And if somebody's not doing the job at the level that it takes to get the results that they're after, you figure it out. Do it any way you want to.
Last question. Do you think the Big Ten and the SEC are going to go to 20 teams?
I hope so.
It looks like that it's going that way.
Yeah, I hope so. Bigger the better. I mean, let's roll. I mean, I love it when every week we got these. I mean, you're not excited about the Buckeyes in Oregon? I am. I mean, Penn State at the Coliseum, take on the Trojans. I love seeing Bruins and Penn State. I think this is great. I want to see King Kong versus Godzilla. What I don't want to see is these big boys paying somebody $500,000 to beat them. I ain't got time for that. You want to help the university? Write them a check. But I want to see King Kong Godzilla every week. And I want to also look at the jobs that are being done. Look at the Indiana coaching job. What you should be asking yourself is the job that was done at JMU, and JMU still balling. Who missed on that opportunity? Clearly, they know what they're doing, and they're getting, and they're balling out. System coaching, you know, is how you hire. We got a bigger problem when it comes to coaches being hired or whatever, because there's no consequences for failure. This recycling deal, somebody did a rotten job, and then they get fired, and then they're hired by some other clown show. Or even worse than that, they put them on television. What other business can you fail miserably at, and then somebody give you a title of, yeah, now you're going to go and deal with the public? What? You got to be kidding me. No, I'm actually serious. Appreciate the phone call, Kevin. That's the system we have. Hey, I didn't make it up. Don't blame me. But I'm damn sure got eyeballs, and I see that the system is flawed, miserably flawed. Miserably flawed. Bank robbers everywhere. So the truth gets skewed. We got people trying to control a narrative, hiding behind avatars. Really? You got to be kidding me. And you want me to react to it? Not going to happen. Quick break. We come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. As we keep going, rocking and rolling. Skeletos on the ground. Donna Hopkins. It's going to be fun hearing her break down the Commanders. As only she can. 1:30 she will join us. And Dr. Holder at 2:30. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Here on 106.7, Team 980, 122 in the nation's capital. Doc Walker in the microphone. Max is fully in charge today as we are basking in the glory of college football's just one of the most outstanding lineups and Saturdays that you can actually have. Last night, locally, a disappointment for all of us that are pulling for the Terps. But you got to give Northwestern a lot of credit because they came in and took it. And no one's going to give you anything at this level. You got to go take it. And so we'll find out what happens and how much dog do the Terps have in their system. Is it all talk? Because now you got to fight your way out. And no matter who you play, you can't lose again. So we'll see what happens. Jose in Arlington. Welcome to the family.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
What's up, bro?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey, man. You know, I'm the soccer coach, and I'm over here running a tournament right now. I'm taking a break, and I got to listen to my station. I got to listen to my main man. And you know
what? Thank you for coaching, coach.
Well, I'm coaching soccer, not American football.
No, it's whatever it is, you got young people, they're driving you nuts. You're underpaid, you're overworked, and you're doing it out of passion. I say thanks.
Hey, man, but I got to get these boys right. And the thing is, just like you said, coaching is huge. And the fact that we got men, gentlemen, who know what they're doing makes a world of a difference. And the confidence that they instill in the team is really important. The fact that these guys are hitting, like Brian Robinson, that's what Nas has to do, man. And the fact that he's transmitting an energy, some sort of attitude to the game, that's what we need. We need passion. We need these guys to fight for us. And I hope that they continue at this pace. Because at the end of the day, you know, again, I have an eye, but I'm not a football coach. But I just see the difference between the way they're playing from last year to this season. And I'm just glad that, you know, we got men who are making real decisions or correcting other men how to play correct. And, you know, I'm excited about the future and, you know, excited about we finally got a QB, and I just hope he stays healthy. I just hope that we just get some turnovers, and I just hope we're going to be more with a dog mentality. And I just hope that they just leave a personality to the entire NFL. And that's all I want to see is just an
appreciate
attitude.
That. Well, you know, coach, it's not pipe dream because they're taking steps towards everything you said. We don't have to make it up. They're taking steps in that direction. So it's a possibility, a realistic possibility. Hey, man, good luck with your team, man. Keep fighting.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yep.
Hey, in terms of the NFL, I mean, because I coach soccer, and I'm just but in NCAA, do you ever think that there's going to be some sort of alternative for other players to be identified? Because it just seems like NCAA is the only way.
Where would the other players be? Where would they come from?
I don't know. It's just, but isn't there another way that, you know, society could develop or programs could develop, football players? Or why is it always, do you think that's something that could change in the future?
Not, you know, or what? That's good food for thought. I'll run it by Coach Sheehan. I'll give him a buzz, and I'll let you know.
All right, Doc.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, Coach. Brandywine, our next stop. Will, welcome home.
What's going on, Doc, man? It's been a while, man. I haven't talked to you since last season. How you doing?
I'm doing better than ever.
All right, look, November 9th up Maryland Live, man. I talked to you last time. You asked me, you know, we got to find something else to do other than talk about football. Maryland Live, November 9th, big fight card, man. A lot of local guys, Doc. Hope to see you there, brother.
All right, Doc, so, what's on your mind?
With that being said, this game against Baltimore, it's a heavyweight fight, man. That's what it is. It's a measuring stick game. You know that, Doc. You know, all the talking is over. Let's play. We see the improvements we made over the last 3 to 4 weeks. Now we get to play a team and say, okay, they were in the NFC Championship game last year. They got MVPs, they got this, they got that. We're going to come up. I want to see where we are. I think this is a measuring stick game, Doc, but it's a heavyweight fight. We know it's a heavyweight fight, man. We're going to take that punch, man.
Yeah, Will, I appreciate you, man, and it's that way every week. This is no different than next week to me or last week. They're just next. And if you keep it that way, you got a chance to survive the gauntlet of the entire season. If not, you'll end up really disappointing yourself. Mayo Monkey in G-Town, welcome home.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, man, chopping wood, man. Getting ready for a gargantuan contest.
Yes, sir. First of all, let me say, I wasn't even allowed to talk during games, so I learned what was going on when you, Joey T, and everybody was on the field.
I get it.
Yeah, next. Man, the offensive line has been nasty.
Yep.
I want to know when our big money defensive line is going to get as nasty as the little money jokers.
Well, they took a step last week in the right direction.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying they haven't, but it don't even got to be stats. Like, stand them guys up and slam them on the ground so Louisville and Wagner can make plays. Let's see it. And I'm just calling out of respect because I'm banned on X for telling somebody what I thought about them. So you know how I do.
Oh, you banned? I didn't know you were.
Yeah. When you don't see me on there, yeah. And look, Odyssey, we need more adopt. I tune in more if Doc was on more.
Hey, brother, first of all, you keep it real. Stay safe. And,
well, I'm always safe sometimes.
Okay, good. Keep it up above board and pull for the burgundy and gold, and we'll all be on the same page.
Yeah. Taking on my meds so I don't have another heart attack, all that good stuff.
No. With that, we don't want to lose.
I need you on here more. I need you on here more, though.
Can't lose you, man. I appreciate you, dog. You know what? We're coming up right on that number, and we're going to get those skelettos on the ground. And she don't take no crap. She's rough and tough. And I've seen her put old number 84, Gary Clark, have him backpedaling. And she's Donna Hopkins, and she will join us. And we'll focus in a little more on the X's and O's of the Commanders and Ravens coming up tomorrow. Stay with us. We'll be back. Those of you to get a chance to see Donna on Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus, I love the arm wrestling matches with old number 84 Gary Clark and company. You know she don't back down to nobody. And I just wonder, you've had one of the toughest assignments in sports, covering burgundy and gold football. And now it's got to be, how do you even go to sleep? Because there's a real genuine excitement. You were there. You know what it was like. And I sense that we are clearly headed in the right direction. And I trust the people behind the wheel. Do I need my head examined?
No, you don't. Because you hit it on, because Coach Witt talked about this past week in his presser that this defense is trended in the right way. And we can see that in the last couple of weeks, just the way that they have responded to his challenge as far as the pressure up front, the gap control, leverage, tackling better. He's seeing all of those things that has been better in the last 2 weeks. And it's great that it is, because to be able to go up to Baltimore when your defense has finally opened up their eyes and started to play well, this is what you want from this unit. And Bobby Wagner this week talked about, and everybody is talking about the Derrick Henry, and we know what kind of monster Derrick Henry is with what he, you know, gives that Baltimore Ravens offense. But Bobby Wagner said the key things with this defense this week, like any other week, is just discipline in their gaps. And he said just wrapping up Derrick Henry. They know that they can't totally stop him, but if they can wrap their arms around him, and then the stiff arm, not allow him to stiff arm you. So, you know, you like the way this defense has responded, a totally different team. But this team this week out there, everybody is saying a rivalry, beltway challenge, all of those things that they're throwing out there. But this team said it's one game, it's the next challenge. And this is a measuring, Austin Eckler said that this is a measuring game for this team right now. So this team is approaching this game like it's another opponent that they have to play this week. And they're not looking at it's Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Raven, but it's the opponent on the other side of the field for them.
Yeah, and that's the right way to do it for players. But it doesn't mean the fans have to do it. And I encourage them to do whatever they feel good doing.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Never let anybody steal your thunder, but don't expect pros to act like amateurs. There's nothing wrong with it. We can have a different approach. And there's no one right or wrong other than the people that are inside their building, because they do this for a living. And I used to do it for a living, so if you ask me, I'm going to tell you what I know is the only way to approach it. They're just the next game, period.
Yeah.
It's just next game. What do you think about Baltimore? Nothing more than I'm going to think about the next opponent. And I hate them all, so let's just go play it. Because if you start riding that, oh, they got purple, they live, nobody cares. That's a fan thing. You do that at the bar, do it with your cousin, your nephew at the barbecue, and that's great. But it has nothing to do with the outcome of the game at all. Zero. And you know that the Ravens don't give a crap about you. They look down on you. And that's why you want them to do it until they can't. And you don't talk your way through that.
Yeah, and this team is dialed up. It's really dialed up for you know, each approaching each game, because Mathis and Armstrong is two guys on the defense that really has been making some noise these last few weeks. You know, you hear about the John Allens, the Deron Payne's, and all of those guys. But Armstrong and Mathis have been really playing well over the last few weeks. And they told me this week is that in approaching this game against the Raven, it's basically those little details that they have to take care of, and just following what the coaches are dialing up for them, everybody being on the same page. And that's where you've seen the improvement on the defensive side of the ball, is everybody has been on the same page. Whit talked about 11 guys showing up. The last 2 weeks, you've seen 11 guys showing up each week these last 2 weeks, and that's the reason why I think that you've seen the improvement from this defense, and they've got to go up there and approach it the same way. They talked about we have to get them off the field. Third down, stopping the run, and that's one area that they improved on, was stopping the run the last 2 weeks. Well, this week again, you're going to have to stop the run, because we know what they're facing in Derrick Henry and others, Lamar Jackson, even him, as far as running, in containing him, he's going to get out. But if you can contain him, this is what the players are telling me this week, containing these guys is the key this week also, and everybody being on that same page.
Yeah, I thought St. Juice, what you need, really good players help their teams win. And with Luvu, I mean, you need people elevating their games to where they're playing their best. And, you know, where Chin or we need somebody flashing and making plays. That's it. Like, that offensive line right now, I mean, if you just slow-mo the film and watch Tyler Badass, this dude, Allegret, they're de-cleating people. What Cosme has done on a regular basis, he ain't the only dude now throwing undercuts. I mean, these dudes are ball, and Andrew Wiley is vicious. Cornelius Griffin and him and Coleman, they're sharing that left tackle spot. And this week, you better be on alert, because the Ravens have always been able to get to the quarterback. They're doing it in a different manner now. But who has a hot player? Well, very few people have what they have coming off the edge. We proved it last week. I don't think you had a fully 100% healthy beast in Cleveland. You will get one Sunday in Baltimore.
Oh, 100% against Baltimore, because, like you said, Doc, this Commander's offensive line has just been studs up front and leading the way as far as the running game. Because you look at the two teams, they are so similar on offense. Both have good running games. Austin Ekeler, what he did against Cleveland with being back after the concussion, the breakout of, you know, those couple of big plays that he had, and then the Brian Robinson is the bruiser. And they, you know, he's nicked up a little bit, but they said that they really do need Brian Robinson this week, because he's a short goal line runner, and he's just adds a different dimension. And then Jeremy McNichols also. But that wide receiving group has really stepped up and started to play well. They started to click. And Terry McLaurin, in talking to him and De'Ami Brown, who both had good games, but specifically wanted to talk about De'Ami Brown, of the way that he stepped up when he's gotten the opportunity. But they said that right now, wide receiving-wise, that the players are playing hard when they don't have the ball. And that was something maybe the first game or so that you didn't see, that if you're not, if you don't have the ball, then sometimes you have some let up. But Terry said that he could see players playing hard when they don't have the ball too. And they're starting to hit plays downfield. So you're starting to see that open up. Should happen this week with that Ravens secondary. And just the way, you know, they have the balance right now on between the run and the pass. And then Jayden Daniels, what can you say about him and the problems that he's going to cause for a Baltimore, just like, you know, Lamar Jackson? These guys take off. And when you look at the yardage between these two quarterbacks and what they've done with their legs and arm-wise, then you're in for a great show this week. You know, it's almost that chess match. And then you look at Kingsbury and what he has been able to do, being aggressive in his the way he calls the plays and everything, which I expect for him to be that. Third down, fourth down, they've been successful there. It's basically fourth down. But, you know, this team, again, know what they have to do in going up to Baltimore. And they know they got to jump on them quick, Rick. That's what they've been preaching all this week since I've been out there, is that we have to start fast and we have to stay on the field and keep the defense off. So this offense knows that they have need those long drives to end up in scores, touchdowns.
No doubt about that. I'm so happy for De'Ami Brown. I mean, Luke McCaffrey, to me, yeah, I think he's going to have – I really see Luke having a 2 or 3 touchdown performance. I really see that happening. Brother's been open. And eventually, his time is going to come. And it just couldn't be happier. With the tight end play, 3 guys all the way across the board. Yankoff getting in there, contributing the whole way. And the other thing about it is that, to my knowledge, you know better than I, that there's been no, at this point, no serious injury to come in that would delay them, you know, that would hurt their progress.
No, they're pretty good. They're going into this game with no real major injuries or anything like that. They should be at full force this coming week.
Even B-Rob.
From what I heard on Thursday, that he should be in uniform.
Okay.
And they were going to use him just like at the end of last week against Cleveland when they kind of like pulled him out because, you know, they really didn't need him at that point. But they said that they were going to, you know, look at where he's at. But I'm expecting him to play.
All right. Well, I think that was the one question a lot of people had on their mind. You know, you never know. You can lose somebody at the moment. You just don't know. That's why I say harvest, do everything you can while you're healthy because you don't know where you're at. You build a team 53 strong because you never know. When you're lucky to get a Daniels going for you, you just got to hope the rest of your...
Yeah, it'll be a game time thing. It'll be a game time thing as far as... I think he plays, but it could change. But that's the reason why they got Austin Ekeler and Jeremy McNichols, because they have a strong backfield. So, like you said, you build your team up to the point that when you do have little injuries and nicks and everything, it's the next man out. You preach that over and over again. You can't worry about who's out. It's the next man up, and this is your opportunity. And that's what De'Ami Brown did. I mean, Noah Brown should be back this week. He was out there practicing. This will be a big target for the Commanders to have back because we know what he brings to this offense. So that was good news of seeing him out there. And Zach, they worked a lot with him. Tight end position should be key this week against the Baltimore Ravens defense. I mean, I think they're going into this game pretty strong with most of the players being back, and that is key this week also.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I can't wait. I was so proud of Big Phil, Matt, last week, and I'm waiting on Newton to really – I think Break every out. Week that he doesn't have a setback, he's getting 1 week closer because eventually he's going to be a terror. And I just hope we get a chance to see it sooner than later.
Yeah, I think that everybody is waiting for him to have that breakout because I see him in practice and getting a taste of him as much as I can see right now before they boot us off. But this guy, like you said, when you get him up to total full speed and everything, and I think that's the reason why this defense is playing well right now, because Newton and Armstrong and Mathis, they're picking up their play. And once this defense really gets all in tune, I think you're going to see something special up front, something that we've been probably waiting for a minute for this defense to have a breakout.
Yeah, and what better week than to have it against King Henry? Listen, I know our audience, we love Tony. Is he on his meds? Is everything going as planned?
You know what? I put him on oxygen this morning because he was a little bit too hyped. He was talking about breaking out those black high top shoes that he wore when he played. But I told Tony, I said, you better keep those locked in the closet because I'm not for sure you can handle the atmosphere this week up in Baltimore.
Yeah. Well, give him my best, G. Clark. My dog, the host, all you guys, man, it's a fantastic show. Tony McGee, Pro Football Plus, and the job you keep doing. Enjoy Baltimore. I can't wait. But every week, I can't wait to see what's new because Kingsbury and Witt, they keep you. And our special teams, I mean, these dudes are killers the way our kickoff coverage is and making goals. So every facet of this team makes you want to watch and watch more.
Hey, Doc, I got to give the special team some love because I talked to Jeremy Reeves before I go. I can't not give them credit because he said that this is the best that he's seen with this special teams unit in a long time because it's not just one guy that they have to key in on special teams.
It's a pack of animals.
Guys that you have to key in on special teams.
Yep. I agree. No, it's a thrill. Donna, it's so rewarding. I feel like we were locked up in the POW camp and being force-fed garbage. And now, I mean, we're free at last, and it's a beautiful thing. Enjoy it. Thank you so much for what you mean for all of our listeners. And can't wait to do it again.
All right. Talk to you all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Donna Hopkins, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. We'll go pay a few of these bills right here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And you can join the party right here on Overtime. What a beautiful Saturday. Hope you got a chance to wake up. If you did, the college game day, the crew's out in Oregon. And when you do the Pac-12, obviously it's pitch black when you open it up, 6 a.m. But it's Coach Saban, man. Having Nick on is just, if you love football at its core, X's and O's, they don't have to dress it up. It's not a Hollywood deal. It's just straight Neanderthal, and he is absolutely fantastic at it. And I just don't think it would be this entertaining without McAfee. He's the perfect blend for it, and it's real. I don't think it's fake. It's why I like him, because it's just savage the way he goes after it. Like Jose out in Arlington. You got to follow that smoke, Jose. What's up? Jose hit me left. Jose quit on me? I'll remember that. Will, out in Brandywine. Oh, you know what? That's low IQ me. Is G from the show? I know G ain't left on me. Okay, I'm about to
say.
And
I never leave. If y'all phone's working, I'll never leave. I'll stay on hold. Doc Walker, I'm going to stay on hold for 30, 40 minutes, man. Chris Russell, I hang up after 5 minutes.
Oh, man, don't do that. Don't do the rooster that way,
nah,
man.
You know I got to take a shout out my man Rooster, man.
I know. About it, to go you know he's
get
listening.
My ticket.
If he's
oh,
not
nah,
working.
That's why I said.
If he's not doing a no. personal appearance, no. autograph signing, yeah.
Where? At Golden Corral Buffet? No, they not trying to see
it don't matter.
20.
It don't matter. Hey, Rooster, he'll work hey, it out. He'll figure it out.
Hey, Doc, you know I'm doing God's work, man. I got the 6'2", eighth grader in the back with the 6'6", eighth grader in the front seat of the Lexus ES300. I'm just leaving the Athletic Republic. We just lost. We went 1-1 today. But if we handle business tomorrow, we're in the championship against the team that just beat us. And that's what I'm thinking about today, because we're going to beat the brakes off the Ravens tomorrow. It's a new day. We smoking red tops, yellow tops, and spider packs for them Baltimore peoples. And we're going to beat the brakes off the Ravens.
Well, beating the brakes off of them, that'd be really wild. That means we're ahead of schedule.
No, we've been ahead of schedule. I've been surprised that we look as good as we do.
Yeah.
You know, it's been so long. Can I believe what I'm watching?
Yeah.
Like on third down, we getting off the field. People go forward on fourth down, we stopping them. Usually, we the ones getting failed. It's a new day out here, Doc. Ravens is -7.5 against us. Moneyline Redskins up in Baltimore. And we going to that place, that bar right next to the daggone stadium that serve bacon buckets. And we still smoking, Doc.
Bacon buckets. Yeah, bacon buckets, yeah. All right, my brother, will you be safe, man? And we'll holler at you on postgame.
Hey, Doc, I've been having people call me talking about you was looking for me. I'm always tuning in to Doc, you know what I'm saying? I just be working.
Hello. All right. Top of the hour we go. Holla back. Take it away, Max.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com